I need for you to listen. You have the general of our army, South Africa's army, going to Iran at this critical geopolitical moment when South Africa, via DTI and Pakstau, is presenting a trade deal to rescue our economy, to ensure that we don't suffer adversely from the tariffs, to create some sort of protective mechanism around the vulnerable industries. And I don't care who you're listening to, searching for alternative markets in Asia, in Europe, that's fine. We ought to continue doing that. But the US market is also important. Accessing US markets is also important. So in this week, where there is tension and where we've been hit by 30% tariffs 2 weeks ago, and where you have a chance of mitigating those adverse effects, you have the general of the Army of South Africa going to Iran to strengthen diplomatic and historic ties.
This episode was brought to you by 91.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the Readiness Report with the Daily Maverick. I'm delighted to be with you. I'm a bit flustered, to be honest. Just a moment ago, a statement dropped from DERCO, the Department of, International Relations and Cooperation. It is a clarification over a visit to Iran by the general of the SANDF. I need for you to listen. You have the general of our army, South Africa's army, going to Iran at this critical geopolitical moment when South Africa, via DTI and Pakstau, is presenting a trade deal to rescue our economy, to ensure that we don't suffer adversely from the tariffs, to create some sort of protective mechanism around the vulnerable industries. And I don't care who you're listening to, searching for alternative markets in Asia, in Europe, that's fine. We ought to continue doing that. But the US market is also important. Accessing US markets is also important. So in this week, where there is tension and where we've been hit by 30% tariffs 2 weeks ago, and where you have a chance of mitigating those adverse effects, you have the general of the Army of South Africa going to Iran to strengthen diplomatic and historic ties. And he apparently made anti-US sentiments as well. What do you think is going to happen once South Africa's detractors in Washington get wind of this? They have already. And I've spoken to some DERCO officials. Their phones are ringing off the hook with the media wanting a reaction. Now, this is the reaction from the South African government via DERCO. And I read, it landed literally a minute before we pressed record on this conversation. The Department of International Relations has taken note of recent media reports concerning comments attributed to South African National Defense Force General Rodzani Maphanya. It is crucial to clarify that the implementation of South Africa's foreign policy is a function of the presidency supported by DERCO. Consequently, any statements made by an individual or department other than those responsible for foreign policy should not be misinterpreted as the official position of the South African government. Oh, my word. In response to this matter, Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Mr. Ronald Amula, will be seeking further clarification. Oh, I could slit my wrists. What an own goal. What an eye-poking mechanism by South Africa's Defense Force. But DERCO's statement, guys, also reveals a perennial problem in foreign policy, in how government functions. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Is DERCO saying the general, the chief of the army, just went to Iran without permission from the president, without knowledge by DERCO, by DTI, in this week when trade relations are fraught? And for Maphanya, I hope I'm saying it correct, Maphanya, General Rodzani Maphanya, to go there to strengthen ties, and that's not the mandate of the SANDF. You are the army. What are you doing in diplomacy and foreign policy? What are you doing? And what does it say about the executive, about the state of South Africa, that such a critical trip can happen without their knowledge in the week that you're trying to get the United States to be reasonable? Let me tell you what the statement says. about this visit, that we are anti-colonial allies with Iran. South Africa deepens ties with Iran amid strained US relations. And that he went there to discuss shared anti-colonial and justice-driven goals. Oh, somebody stop. I'm nauseous. I'm going to puke. Flex. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We say we will not be bullied by the United States. How do you demonstrate that you will not be bullied? By going to the United States enemies and misrepresenting things. Social justice in Iran, come on. Come on. You don't have to sanitize enemies of the United States just because the United States is putting you under pressure. Social justice in Iran. Do you think if I were in Iran, I'd be sitting here talking to you like this? Do you think I could criticize President Cyril Ramaphosa and say he's not showing leadership? Do you think I could criticize Durko, the army general? There's no social justice. Gay people get killed in Iran. Women get killed and arrested for not dressing appropriately. Don't talk nonsense. There's no shared heritage of social justice. We've got nothing in common with Iran. Okay, countries of the global south, we don't want to be bullied by the United States. We're all going to be members of BRICS. But the fact of the matter is that when it comes to constitutionalism, free media, free everything, we don't have anything in common. And when it comes to trade interests, that's something South Africa misses. What are your strategic interests? What are your strategic goals? Just telling the United States you can't bully us and then the economy suffers because you've done something stupid. You can maintain your sovereignty without adopting or claiming deeper ties with people that you should not be seen with.
Change is daunting, challenging, disorientating, unstoppable. Change is inevitable. Change is wise. Change is action. It's liberating, rewarding. Change is brave. Change is opportunity. We're always ready to invest in it. 91. Investing for a world of change.
And I'm not in any way saying South Africa should not be seen with Iran. I'm saying timing. And you don't do it to flex and show the US the middle finger. Maintain your autonomy. If Trump is being unreasonable, say so. Don't be bullied on the ICJ case. It's a lie that there's a white genocide. But you replace that then with literally just poking the eye, stoking the flames. By going to Iran. And even if you went without permission, how are we here? How are we here that any layer of state, any representative of the government and the state of South Africa can be so bold as to hop on a plane and go to Iran without the executive knowing if they didn't know? It's an own goal. It is damaging. It is insane. It is unprofessional. It shows that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And any damage control now may be too little too late. Trump is just waiting to go for you. He's irrational. He's transactional. Already there are bills before the House aimed at punishing South Africa for its relationships with what the US calls rogue states that are hostile to the United States. And then our army general goes there to express anti-US sentiment. You're expressing anti-US sentiment as a guest of Iran, the same state that you are being threatened with punishment for having relations with. I just don't understand it. And why we feel the need to always be shouting, this one is our friend, we've got historic ties. They don't do that for us. Do you remember how we did that for Russia repeatedly? And when Trump won and Russia and Putin became buddies, did Putin ever fight our case? Did he say to Trump, lay off South Africa, they are our friend? Does anyone ever come up when Trump issues executive orders, when there are threats of sanctions, when US lawmakers propose legislation that are punitive? Does anybody from China to India to Russia to Iran, anybody ever stand up to say South Africa is our friend? But we always feel the need like we are on the playground. You my BFF this week, you my BFF. What I'm saying is this is grave. You've got a very precarious trade offering that has not been officially accepted yet. You've been knocking at the door of the US. They've been ignoring you. They impose tariffs anyway. And just as you've got a foot in, this story comes up. Derko may say he didn't know about it. That's exactly what they're saying here. So I'm not blaming Derko. I'm blaming them for something else. I'm blaming the leadership of President Ramaphosa for allowing a free-for-all. I've written about this before, where you had Fikile Mbalula making foreign policy statements, Gwede Mantashe making foreign policy statements. Anybody and everybody can just speak. The center is not holding. And I said at that time that President Ramaphosa need to rein in his ministers. There are processes here. Who speaks on foreign policy? Who speaks on trade? Who speaks on the actions of defense? And if an army general feels so emboldened as to do that without Angie Motshekga, the defense minister, knowing, or Derko, or the presidency, that reflects a serious, serious problem. No strategy, no coordination, no leadership. And that is something that the president needs to nip in the bud. Well, the horse has bolted, but he has to do something else. Derko's statement is anemic. It is not enough to say we seek clarification. What clarification? Was this trip endorsed or not? And if it wasn't, what are you going to do with an army general who traveled to a sensitive hotspot at this time without permission? You recalled you fired the Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Whitfield. You stopped the former Minister of Higher Education from going on a trip to China and fired her recently. This is grave. Army leadership going to conduct foreign policy in Iran at a time when South Africa is under scrutiny for its relationship with Iran, at a time when South Africa is trying to get to the United States to say these tariffs are not a good thing. They are going to damage you. They're going to damage us. Now, I know what you're saying. You're sitting there saying, oh, but we are a sovereign country. Our army general can go wherever he wants to go. That's not how foreign policy works. That's not how state relations work. You've got to be strategic. You've got to be strategic. We need to bolster our manufacturing. We need to protect vulnerable industry. And again, if you are one of those people who are saying the only way you get an advantage over the United States is to befriend its enemies, that's not how you do it. The United States doesn't have a right to dictate who's our friends. Yes, yes. But you don't go poke the bear, poke him in the eye in this sensitive week when there's no strategic gain to that visit. It's one thing to say to the United States, you will not bully us. You will not tell us to drop the ICJ case. You will not tell us not to be friends with this one and that one. But to go on a public excursion when there are no strategic gains. Why do you think Putin and Jinping and Modi are not standing up saying Trump leave South Africa, they are our friends? Because there's no strategic gain for them. Of course, we are members of BRICS. We will shake hands. We will take pictures. But they haven't gone all out to strengthen ties and say South Africa is our buddy as a flex to Trump. They're going on with their business and pursuing their strategic interest. So just to wrap up, a statement by Derko, which I don't think is hard enough. The transgression is serious. It warrants serious action. Two, a reflection on President Ramaphosa's leadership. How are we here that foreign policy is now the playing ground of every single person whenever they want, how they want? How is it that we're not coalescing around a similar strategic interest where everybody has a role and they know what to say, who's saying it, and what are the lines of authority and delegation? It's a free-for-all. You can't run a country this way, not at this time when you are under scrutiny. Wake up, stop scoring own goals, and stop these regressive old politics of ties and comradeship. We've got an economy that needs some energy and some oxygen. You've got some cards to play. Play them. Show leadership. Coordinate. Be strategic. These are simple, simple things. Always reacting, always clarifying after the horse has bolted. You don't put the US in its place by pursuing relationships that are not going to do anything for you strategically, anything for your trade, anything for your economy. Wake up. That's the Readiness Report. Catch us on Spotify and the Daily Maverick. I'm done.
This episode was brought to you by 91.